Lift your hands and say, Father, Father, visit me. Change my story. Today, physical visitation on this ground here. Visit me, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. When people hear testimonies like this, people with lower minds would like to look for them at the end of the service. Can you borrow me 1 million? You say that you receive millions every month, every week. Can you borrow? That is low mentality. Don't look for what is in their hands. Look for what they did and do likewise. All of them, definite testimonies. Now, let me see how fast I can go before we break against the evening service. I am speaking on accessing supernatural resources. Accessing supernatural resources. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and in verse 18. It said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Basic thing to know is the following. One, God is the custodian of power to get wealth. God is the custodian of the power to get wealth. Number two, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Isaiah, Psalm 50 also verse 10 to verse 11. Psalm 50. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I will not tell you, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 to 9. It said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the earth is the Lord's, and everything inside. Number three, God is committed to the prosperity of the church and her members. He is committed to the prosperity of the church and her members. The Bible said, let them shout for joy, Psalm 35 verse 27, that favor my righteous cause. Yeah. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. 3 John verse 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So God is committed. Number 4, every move of God is characterized with the flow of supernatural resources. Every move of God is characterized with the flow of supernatural resources. Every revival, if God is moving, resources flow. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 21, God was speaking and telling Moses said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass, as I move in this land, when you go, You shall not go empty. Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. It's repeated in another way. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. He gave the people favor. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them. They gave unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Every move of God. You go into the New Testament. The Lord added to the church. There was not anyone among them that lacked. There was not anyone among them that lacked. There was not anyone among them that lacked. Number five. The wealthiest people of all generations are the people of God. The wealthiest people of all generations are the people of God. In the days of Abraham, nobody was wealthier than Abraham. Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. The wealthiest people of all generations are the people of God. In the days of Isaac, Genesis 26, 12 to 16, the whole of the Philistines envied Isaac. He was wealthier than a whole nation, bigger than a whole nation. Jacob, Genesis chapter 30, verse 43, the man was rich, increased exceedingly. He had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. He said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep. Finally, he was the greatest of all the men of the East. David, 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3. He said, of his proper good, he prepared for the house of the Lord things in abundance. Was that 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3? Finally, Solomon, 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 23. Solomon exceeded. 1 Kings 10:23. Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. In history, John D. Rockefeller, the first dollar billionaire in the history of America, and by extension, the history of the world. That man's oil company was divided, and we have Texaco and ExxonMobil and Chevron, all came from that one man. At a point, he controlled 60% of the oil revenue of America. He tithed from $1. The point is, if the richest people in every generation, including John D. Rockefeller, including Wallace Johnson, of the Holiday Inns, who at a point had over 110,000 employees under his watch. R.G. Lotonol, who manufactured the earth-moving machines that were used by the American Army in the Second World War, and the armored tanks. What about William Colgate, the Colgate toothpaste and the palm oil brand of things? He started tithing from 10%, and I'll talk to you about him later on. These men were among the wealthiest in their generation. Why is it that the case would be different in our time? Somebody say it's changing. Say it louder. Say it is changing. Say it louder. Say it is changing. Number six. Is it five? Number six, the resources of the earth have been designed for the evangelization of the earth. the resources of the earth was designed by Jehovah for the evangelization of the earth. He said, my city's true prosperity, Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17, shall yet be spread abroad. Shall yet be spread abroad. I will fill this house with glory, for the silver is mine, the gold is mine. Let me take it further with point number 7. Number 7. The church is going to be raptured in a blaze of glory. He is preparing for himself a glorious church. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25, 26, 27, thereabout. He's coming for a glorious church. A church without spots and without wrinkle. A glorious church. So when the church is going to go up, it will be at the peak of glory. When we mention glory, the only thing that comes to mind is tangible divine presence, manifestation of miracle. No. The glory is the headquarter of wealth. You didn't hear what I just said. The glory is the headquarter of divine resources. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 said, arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When that glory is risen upon you, darkness will come at the earth, gross darkness will come at the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And what is going to happen? And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes now, because this glory came. They are gathering themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far. Your daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then you shall see them flow together. And your heart shall be enlarged in this glory. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. The forces is the Hebrew word kail. C-H-A-Y-I-L. It means wealth. And the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto you. Multitude of camels, that is money. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all day from Sheba shall come. They shall bring what? Gold. Why? Because the glory. Where you find the glory, there you find the gold. I will fill this house with glory. How? The silver is mine, and what? The gold. So we are going to have very strange anointings in this end time. Strange prophetic anointings. Strange apostolic. Strange financial anointings. When that pastor says, money is my slave now, he shook some people. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches that is inside where? The riches located in glory. So if he releases glory to the church in the end time, it is riches that has been released on the church. Because we need the money to move the message. You need the means to move the message. The means. Those crusades you saw on television, it didn't happen free of charge. It didn't happen free of charge. Describing the wealth of Solomon, the Bible says, Solomon in all his glory. So glory, 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 glory symbolizes. And I want somebody here to make up your mind. To make up your mind that you are going to be one of those who will control and command this end time glory. Number 8. The Lord is in search of people. Into whose hands he will commit kingdom wealth
and resources.
The way he's looking for people to release mantles, apostolic mantles, prophetic mantles, in the same manner he's looking for people to release financial and wealth mantle for the earth. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord run to and through the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect. Anybody ready for this glory? You may not be interested in the money, but make it and release it for the gospel. Very soon, when the lockdown is over, these dimensions of crusade you saw will happen in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in Singapore, in the Philippines, in China, in Hong Kong, in America, in Chicago, in Dallas, in New York, Madison Square Garden. I hear what I'm saying here today. It will happen in Southeast Asia, in South America, in Venezuela, in Mexico, in Chile, in Paraguay, in Uruguay. Am I communicating at all? It will happen everywhere. It will and it will go with massive means. We won't be looking for aircraft to follow to go. We won't be looking for what to pack the crusade equipment. We won't be looking for what to carry the members of church who are interested in going, who will serve in one unit. We won't be looking for that. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? We'll be practically in charge. We will use the means to discipline the devil. We will use the means to discipline the devil, to chastise the devil, to humble the devil, to humiliate the forces of hell. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Let me give you 10 keys. I'm almost out of time, although I'm not out of talk. 10 keys to accessing. Number one, maintain the God-first mindset. God-first mindset and lifestyle. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let your most important financial decision be done with kingdom considerations. Your most important financial decisions be done with kingdom considerations. Number two, maintain, that is everybody who knows, your business partners, everybody know that God is first in your life. Number two, maintain kingdom vision. That is, I am looking for money because this and this need to be done in the kingdom. Kingdom vision. Psalm 122 verse 9, the New International Version said, for the sake of, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Another translation said, I will seek your prosperity. I am looking for money to fuel the gospel. That was what David meant in Psalm 132 from verse 1, where he said, all the way to verse 5, where he said he's not going to sleep until he gives God a house. Maintain kingdom vision. Let it not just be a vision for personal luxury. A vision, I want to own a house and own a car and own a yacht and own this and that. Let that not be the driving force. Number three, maintain a solid revelation of supernatural supplies. As a businessman, let certain revelations sit in your heart that forbids struggle for money. The brother was just talking now. And he said, the days where he goes to look for job are over. That the job come to meet him. It happens by light. Your light comes, so the glory comes. The wealth comes. We just read it. Psalm 60. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 8. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. So your revelations determine your possession. The things you know determines the wealth you can conquer. Out of scripture. Be a businessman that is more like a Bible scholar by virtue of light. Light in the area of wealth. Somebody say loud amen. Psalm 107, verse 23 and 24. They that go down to the sea in ships. When you hear ship in scripture, it's talking of merchandise and business. That do business beside great waters. These are the ones that see the works of the Lord and see the wonders of God in the deep. What is the waters? The word. Ephesians 5:26. He said, don't do business in shallow waters. Do business with deep revelation. Do business with deep insight. Do business with deep light. As I'm speaking right now, something is exploding on side. You see, there is nothing that guarantees ease like revelation. The pastor will start struggling for. You know, the day I saw the scripture that no matter how big a sanctuary is, Jesus will fill it and fill it to overflow. Because people always sat outside. That day, our church in area one, we were struggling for crowd. We put chair outside before the crowd came. Until they now went outside the fence. Do business in great waters and you will see wonders. Lord, show me light. Light I have not seen before. These do business in deep waters and they see the wonders of God in the deep. You see, one such light is like what the brother was talking about, 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14. He said, now the weight of gold that came, that's a light. There are people who go to gold. There are people gold go to. The weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year. Solomon was a man that gold went for. So you can deepen your light until business is coming for you. Until things are looking for you that others are looking. Maintain solid revelation of supernatural supply. Number 4, bring your business under the covenant, under the cover of the covenant through the tithe. Bring your business under the cover of the covenant through the tithe. Every one of these people who testified today, there was one common denominator among them all, the tithe. The tithe. Was it Leviticus 27 verse 30 that said that all the tithes of the field, all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed, whatever it is, of the land or of the fruit or of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, the Bible said, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Genesis chapter 14 verse 20. Abraham gave the tithes of all. Abraham, I'm blessed with the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. You know the meaning of tithes of all? Personal tithe, corporate tithe. The tithe of my own personal income and the tithe of my business income. We had a business meeting sometime, and one of the men who testified, comfortable billionaire, who executes, he gave his story and said, executes project in 20-something, 30-something states of the country. One of the states in this country, he practically dominates the whole of the state. Road construction, building construction. He went to bid for something in Abuja here with Julius Berger. They denied Berger and gave it to him. Am I communicating? This guy started with one room with his wife and then began to grow. As of today, he said that he has never borrowed money from a bank and will never borrow. That's a businessman in Nigeria talking. He has never borrowed money from a bank and has never borrowed. Any job they give him, he has enough money of his own to execute it. He said he has stopped calculating tithe. That is, he has stopped calculating, okay, what is my tithe? That is, I executed a project of 40 million. They paid me 100 million. My profit is 60 million. So tithe is 6 million. He said he has stopped doing that because he said, you know what he said? He said it is better for God to cheat him than for him to cheat God. So the 100 million that entered, he paid the tithe of the whole of it. That is his experience. The whole of it. And then bam, 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 bam. The tithe of the whole 100 million. He doesn't care about profit anymore. This is my profit out of it. No. Once it hits the account, 10% is out. And then many, many zeros hit the account weekly. I'm not talking of anybody who testified here. 6, 7, 8 zeros. 9. Weekly. You say he buys houses now like you buy Tom Tom. I'm telling you his word. I'm not quoting. I'm not putting word in the mouth. That's what he said, word for word. The way you can buy Tom Tom. The other day he brought me a paper. He said, just help me lay hands on it. Contract of about 1 rand. Maybe almost 130 billion. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? There are people who are just wasting their time and just depriving themselves for nothing. There is nothing you will give to God that God will feel. You are the only one to feel it. And when you say things like that, people get angry. That even if you don't give, nothing stops. The only place something stops is with you. Praise the Lord. There are businesses that crash because of economic situations, but not for a tighter. No matter how the recession, depression, inflation, deflation, how it is. J.C. Penney was citing before. He went bankrupt and he testified. Of the penny stores in America. He said he went bankrupt when he stopped tithing. That was his testimony. Somebody's breaking forth. If you are the one, you say louder, amen. If you are the one, you say the loudest, amen. Say amen like a believer. Bring your business. Some of us listened to the testimony of our brother the other day. Another one who testified. One of the meetings, the one that you talked about, he said that when he got the revelation of the first fruit, he got a job of how much? 450 million. And he just heard first fruit. His mind, he said, first fruit, 450 million. He wrote it, took it to the pastor of the church, say, I want to pay first fruit. Envelope,
gave it to the pastor. 450 million. Yes. His church, then in Lagos. He's still a member of the church, that church. He said later on, the pastor called him and said, you made a mistake. What the check you brought is not correct. You made a mistake. Did you mistakenly, is this 4.5 million you wanted to write, or 45 million? Or what is it? He said, 450. He said, this is what revelation. And he did it in January. What happened to him? Before the January ended, it returned back plenty. It now returned in billion. He got his first aircraft at the age of 36. Since then, he has changed aircraft 9 times. He's number one in his business in Nigeria. He sells properties too, only that he sells his own in dollars. One property, $5 million. Yes. Rigid integrity. It is working. And it is going to work for you. That amen can be louder. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout a louder believers, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Bring your business under the cover of the title. Number 5, decide to be a kingdom steward. Decide to be a steward for God. That is, Lord, this thing is just passing through my hand. I am not the owner. Try me and see. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14. 2 Chronicles 29 14. The Bible said, wow, what's happening today? 1 Chronicles 29 14. All things come of thee. David speaking, say, but who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this thought? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. That is, I am not giving you anything that is mine. I am giving you what is already yours. That was the mentality that made David stupendously wealthy. Most of us, we got so carried away by the wealth of Solomon that we didn't know how wealthy David was. David made all the preparations for the temple of Solomon. Solomon was consolidating what David had. That was his secret. A steward. Father, make me a container. Make me a distributor, a channel, a steward for you. That was number 5. Number 6, maintain financial order. One of the testifiers here today talked about it. Maintain financial order. Order your finances. All the money that enters your hands, define it. Somebody just defined his own. 10% tithe, 10% profits offering, 10% welfare giving and then 5% was free will offering. That 35% gone, right? Left with 65%. What will you do with that percentage? Well defined. 50% probably investment, 5% personal living expenses or whatever it is. There is nothing God honors like order. Everywhere there is order, there is wonder. He said in the book of Psalm 50 and in verse 23, he said to him that ordereth his course, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, I will show him the salvation of the Lord. So, I have 20% or 30% or 40% that is rigidly set aside for further business expansion and explosion. That one doesn't belong to me as spending money. This is going to multiply and enlarge business money. Even if you have, one of our young men came to me the other day. He's doing very, really well. He has some things that will come up very shortly across the land that will be very, very mind-blowing in terms of what he's doing right now. Already he has investments in billions. And he came to me and he said, that is following what I had discussed with him. He said, I have placed myself on salary. I said, that's good. He said, I'm on a salary of 2.5 million naira a month just to meet my personal expenses. I've placed myself on a salary now. I said, you are now talking. I said, you are now talking. You are now. So he said he cannot ask for any money and they will give him from the office anymore. You see, I have put accountants, rigid accountants and professionals who have worked in banks and worked here and there. They are now in charge of the resources. So the money can't come out anyhow anymore. Anything he needs to do out of that, he needs to do must come out of that 2.5 million. Because there must be a separation between the business money and personal money. The business money, the capital is still yours, but let it grow. Until God divided the earth from the water and divided the land from the water, there was no progress. There must be division if there will be order. And as people behave, God watches. He's watching the man spending like so recklessly and behaving. Don't try this guy with anything too much. He's so disorganized and disorderly. Any money you give him has no future. Just. He doesn't have a future. You want to do a lot of welfare to people? Yes, you can do it. Set a percentage for it. When that percentage is exhausted for this month, wait for the next income. And go on with that percentage. It's better that your resources multiply and then your welfare percentage increases. And it's increasing. And it's increasing. And it's increasing. Until after you have met everybody's needs, there is still balance in your welfare account. Than to unscrupulously, just wastefully and prodigally spend anyhow until the business is not going anywhere and the number of people you need to help, you can't help them. There are pastors who don't have a difference between church money and personal money. Everything is together. Just together. They themselves are the church. So they are wondering why nothing is working. Some people brought me money in a bag the other day. I said, what is it for? He said, yeah, we brought it to you. I sold my car because we are trusting God for some things and the Lord led me to bring this money. This is not 3 weeks here too. The Lord led me to bring it to you. So I said, so what do you want it to be used for? He said, for the work going on in the church. What? I asked him 3 times. So you want to put me in a trap? You brought money for church for God and you want me to take it by your own confusion. So I redirected him immediately. I said, it's for the work of the Lord. I am a servant in the work. I'm not the work of the Lord. I am a servant in the work. I will show you where to take it. There must be that demarcation. And when that demarcation is done, your personal resources will be exploding. Church resources will be exploding. Personal resources will be exploding. Business resources will be exploding. After a while, God can trust you with billions. And he knows that it is tidy. At least you can account for it. Hallelujah. Established. What was the next point? maintain financial order. And in this financial order, there is the principle they call pay yourself first, which I've already mentioned, where you set aside something. So not buying a car or buying this or that. Now, this is for the expansion and the enlargement of the business in your own interest. Number 7, decrease expenditure and increase investment. We measure that. We mentioned that already. I think it was Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21, that says that there is treasure to be desired and oil in the house of the wise. But a foolish man spends everything. Locate it for me, 20, 21, 21, 20. A foolish man spends everything. There is treasure to be desired. 21, 20. And oil in the dwelling. That is, a foolish person does not spend everything. I mean, a wise person does not spend everything. Let me tell you a story. One day, one of our members asked me to come and dedicate his estate. You want me to dedicate anything for you? I will follow you to the airport to dedicate the aircraft, your own, and to dedicate your ship at the seaport. Somebody say a louder amen. And to dedicate your mega estate. So I came. And to dedicate your oil well. It's not as if we won't dedicate small things, but I want to expand your mind. I want to expand your mind. So I went with him. Tall high-rise estate. Here, beautifully done. Oh, this is so wonderful. So wonderful, powerful. And I prayed for it. And I said, so where are you living? I wanted to hear that he's living at Aso Drive. That was what I was thinking. Aso Drive or Asokoro or Metama. These are the highbrow areas here. He said he's living in a two-bedroom bungalow in Karu. Two-bedroom bungalow in Karu that he is renting. So I said, what happened? He said it is cheaper for him to rent now. He will build later. But he's just paying 100,000+ for this one. Don't be in a hurry to prove that you are big. That has been the destruction of so many people. Don't be in a hurry to prove any point. Don't be in a hurry to prove that you are big. Hurry slowly. Calm down. I don't believe he's there right now. I'm sure he must have multiplied the same in the land. Don't be in a hurry. Decrease expenditure, increase your investment. Number 8. Study and structure for increase. Study and structure. Study and structure for increase. Study and then put structure in place if you are expecting increase. In the book of John chapter 2, verse 6, there were set water pots that were ready to receive the miracle. They didn't have to look for pot. What they looked for was water, not the pot. It doesn't matter how much water you have. If the pot is not there, the water will not last. The pot refers to the structure. The water refers to the supply. If you want more supply, establish more structure. There are people, if you get into the realm of a 100 billion breakthrough, you will know what to do with yourself. Because there is no structure on ground to accommodate it. Management structure, accounting structure, financial structure, organizational structure. Everything. If you need to take a course, 6 months, 2 months course, to understand the business structure, and whatever it is you need to understand, in order to be able to enlarge, study it. Somebody say amen. Is anybody getting anything at all? All truths are parallel. This applies to church. This applies to ministry. It applies to everywhere. Papa Yerepo said, you don't grow big to plan. You plan before you grow big. You don't receive supplies. Then you begin to think of structure. You structure first. Then the supply follows the structure. Establish standard, international standard practices, or best global practices kind of structure that will help you to enlarge your business to national, international level where you can transact and interact with multinationals, and you understand the procedures and the processes. Then you can grow. Number 9, maintain integrity. Maintain integrity. Maintain integrity. Maintain integrity. In Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, we saw Job and how the Bible said he was a perfect man, he was upright. He feared God. He resisted evil. He was not crooked. Abraham said in Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 22, he said, I have lifted up my hand to the Lord, to the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is thine, in case you should say, I have made Abraham rich. I am not going to add anybody's one naira to my money. I am not going to add anybody's penny to mine. You can gain one fruit and lose a whole garden. There are so many crooked people in our nation. One of the men they quoted as testifying said, he said, if you gave him 100 million, I said, hold this money for me. He said, the way you gave it to him is the way you will take it back, even if it is 5 years later. Probably the same denomination. He wouldn't even as much as invest it, since you didn't ask him to invest it. He said, he will keep it like that. That is how he has conducted his business until today, till tomorrow. He said, that he stopped doing contracts in 2008 because he didn't want any temptation. He didn't want any temptation. He didn't want anybody to say, how much will you give me after this job? That is his own experience. He stopped. He didn't want anybody to say, what is in it for me? How much will you pay me? He said, I don't know how our brethren are conducting this. I'm sure they are doing very well based on what they are. But that was his own decision. And I'm not going to know. I'm not. I'm true. I sell houses, my own houses. I sell my own products. I do everything. If you need what I have, you come, I give you my terms. That is the way up. And finally, number 10, maintain prophetic cover. 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 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 20. By a prophet, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. By a prophet, Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Your prophet affects your profit. Don't forget about that. There is a certain range of breakthrough you want to enter into that you carry your prophet along if it is possible. The sons of the prophet said, we are about to enlarge our territory. Where we are is too small. Can you come with us, Prophet Elisha? He said, let us go. And he went with them. And while they were doing their thing, it was trying to go back, and the prophet spoke the word, And everything was corrected. Believe in the prophet. And believe in the prophetic mantle. And your story will change. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's worship the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. And the I am that I am. And the rose of Sharon. And the lily of the valley. Lift up your hands and your voice and I appreciate him. Lift your voice, lift your hands, worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him. You have heard. Worship him, honor him, adore him, glorify him. Thank you, Master. And 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 thank you, Master. I thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. Shibolarahasi. In Jesus' precious name. If I am to follow up on what I have preached, we might still stay here for one more hour. But we shall be back here by 5 p.m. For that purpose, we shall be released now. The same way I talked to people yesterday, I'd like you to make your financial projections for 2021. Before this year is over, I am trusting that this kind of resources should pass through my hands or pass through the church. And I am trusting that as it passes through my hands, this is the direction it will go. This is what it will do. And we'll present it to God in the evening. God bless you. How many of you love the Lord? How many of you love His word? How many of you are angry with the speaker? Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. And everybody watching online, ensure that you practice the things you have heard and your stories will never remain the same. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Cause His face to shine on you and be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen.